KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's 53 degrees in Atlantic, and we look for it to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms may be severe later this afternoon and this evening. We'll have a high around 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In the news, a survivor of the Nazi concentration camps will be the guest speaker at a church this evening in Elkhorn. Steen Metz was a young boy living in Denmark when the Nazis conquered the country in 1940. Tova Brent, curator of the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn, says that Metz and his family, along with other Danes, were arrested and deported to the Theresienstadt concentration camp in Czechoslovakia in 1943.
Theresienstadt was a camp that was set up to be kind of the model camp. You know, when the International Red Cross came to inspect, they came to Theresienstadt. And so in some ways, it was a work camp. It was not a death camp. Mm-hmm. So the conditions were, I would say, not good, but at least, you know, people had a chance.
Some 15,000 children passed through Theresienstadt. Brandt said that Metz is one of the fewer than 1,500 who survived.
Most of the Danish Jews in Denmark were rescued to Sweden during the war before Nazi Germany was able to send them to camps. But that did not happen for Steen and his family. He and his parents were arrested, and they were sent to one of the concentration camps. He and his mother survived the 2 years there, but his father did not.
His father died of starvation and hard labor at the camp. And like many Holocaust survivors, Metz kept his war experiences private for many years. Following his incarceration, he returned to Denmark and then emigrated to America, where he's lived for several decades. In 2011, he started to share his story after he published a memoir. He's spoken to over 250 groups, most of them students, over the past 5 years. This morning, Metz will make a presentation before students at the Elkhorn High School, and this evening at 7 o'clock, he'll speak to an open audience at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church for about 45 minutes. A question and answer session will follow. There is no charge to attend. If you can't attend, there is a social media option. Brent says they plan to record it and live stream the event on their Facebook page. The presentation is organized by the Museum of Danish America. If you have any questions, you can give them a call at 712-764-7001. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a former Iowa substitute teacher and coach has pleaded not guilty to having sexual relationships with students at two Northwest Iowa high schools. 33-year-old John Teitzert of Battle Creek entered the plea Monday in Ida County District Court. The two counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee and three counts of lascivious conduct with a minor. Prosecutors say Teitzert had a sexual relationship last October through June with an 18-year-old female student at the Otebolt Arthur and Battle Creek Ida Grove High School, where Teitzert was a substitute teacher and assistant football coach. Teitzert is also accused of having a sexual relationship earlier this year with a 17-year-old female student from the Maple Valley Anthonoto High School, where Teitzert was a substitute teacher. The Union County Sheriff's Office says a Thayer woman has reported to authorities the theft of her husband's .22 caliber Sig Sauer handgun. The weapon was stolen from 1735 Four Mile Creek Drive sometime between September 30th and October 2nd. The gun is described as being black with a purple frame and valued at $350. And a Creston resident reported to the sheriff's office Wednesday that sometime overnight Tuesday into Wednesday morning, someone got into his building at 2068 Pole Road and took tools valued at $300. They also knocked over a tank of bull semen, destroying it when it fell to the floor. The estimated value of the semen is $10,000. A woman from Shelby County was arrested early Wednesday morning for calling 911 to report clown sightings at the Avoca Pool and Avoca High School. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said 36-year-old Jennifer Brennan of Harlan made the non-emergency 911 call at around 4:15 a.m. Authorities located the woman at her place of employment at Avoca and arrested her at around 4:45 a.m. for calling 911 for a non-emergency. School officials at AHSTW posted a message on their social media page Wednesday morning. The message said that administrators had met with law enforcement to verify any reports of creepy clown sightings on the AHSTW campus, and none of the reports were true. Officials said that social media and news reports state that creepy clown sightings are on the trend in this country. The hoax is that people dress as clowns, roam around, and try to lure others toward them and may directly threaten people or make threats to organizations like schools. Law enforcement, they said, has found little to substantiate the hundreds of reports in Iowa. And that being said, authorities will file criminal charges against any people who are purposely perpetrating a hoax. An investigation into the September 24th break-in and burglary of Sparky's One Stop in Bayard has resulted in two arrests, the third suspect having been identified while the case remains under investigation. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reports that on September 26th, Colin Richards was arrested on charges that include burglary in the third degree, theft in the second degree, and criminal mischief in the third degree. A juvenile, also taken into custody, faces those same charges. He was released to his parents. Authorities say criminal charges are expected to be filed soon against the third unidentified suspect in the case. The sheriff's office said surveillance video showed the male suspects breaking out the glass front door of the store before going inside and stuffing duffel bags full of tobacco products and alcohol. Evidence led to a search warrant being executed on September 25th at Richards' home in Bayard. Deputies assisted by Coon Rapids police officers recovered a large quantity of stolen alcohol and cigarettes in the home. Richards was taken into custody at that time and charged with possession of stolen property as well as possession of alcohol by a person 18 to 21 years of age. Iowa's State Insurance Division says residents in 13 rural counties who want to buy subsidized health insurance under the Affordable Care Act will have just one option for a provider in 2017. Medica, a Minnesota-based carrier, is the only health insurer that has agreed to sell individual policies in the state through the Affordable Care Act's online marketplace. About 55,000 Iowa residents bought individual health insurance policies for 2016 on the marketplace, and most had incomes low enough to qualify for subsidies, which come as tax credits. Among the counties that will only have Medica as an option are Adams, Page, and Taylor. Insurance Commissioner Nick Gerhardt says he's worried that more counties could be served by just one provider next year. Cass County Public Health will be offering four special clinics for people to receive their annual flu vaccination. The clinics are planned for the Griswold Medical Center on Monday, October 10th from 5 until 7 p.m., the Atlantic Medical Center on October 17th from 4 until 7 p.m., the Anita Medical Center on October 24th from 5 until 7 p.m., and Messina Medical Center on October 24th from 5 until 7 p.m. In addition to the flu clinics, residents can receive their flu vaccine during the Atlantic Medical Center Immunizations Room normal business hours, which are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 11 a.m. and 1:30 to 4 p.m. They're also open Saturdays from 8:30 to 11. No appointments are needed and walk-ins are always welcome. Officials say there are four strains or types of flu that typically hit the Midwest during the flu season, two types of influenza A and two types of influenza B. The Atlantic Medical Center will have the quadrivalent vaccine, which protects against all four strains to protect the greatest protection. They'll also be offering the high-dose flu vaccine for people 65 years of age and older. For the 2016 flu season, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, has determined that the flu mist nasal spray is not as effective as the flu shot and therefore should not be given this year. Cass County Public Health and Atlantic Medical Center are following the CDC guideline by only providing flu shots this year, therefore no flu mist will be available. And because injections can be more stressful for some children than receiving the flu mist, Cass County Public Health will not be providing flu vaccines in the area schools this year. Parents are encouraged to utilize the evening vaccination clinic times to ensure their children are protected from the influenza this season. The two best ways to protect yourself, according to health officials and those around you, from influenza are to get vaccinated and to practice good hand washing. Getting vaccination not only protects you, they say, but also those around you who may be too young, such as those under 6 months of age, or have a medical condition that prevents them from being vaccinated. The vaccine does vary by age group with different doses for different patient groups of different ages. The Atlantic Medical Center has the correct doses available for all age groups. The seasonal flu influenza is a serious disease caused by the influenza virus, and some symptoms include fever, cough, shaking, chills, body aches, and extreme weakness, and the influenza disease may last for up to a couple of weeks. If you have any questions, contact the immunization room at CCMH at 250-8122. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.